It's finally summer, so with that in mind, here is a summer travel themed All Tech Considered. Our first story takes place in the airport, specifically Boston's Logan Airport, where if you're headed to Aruba on JetBlue, you'll be able to use your face as a boarding pass. JetBlue says this is about convenience. For the federal government, it's also about national security. From WBUR in Boston, Asma Khalid reports.
Passengers surf their phones and drink coffee, waiting to board a flight to Aruba, when suddenly a JetBlue agent comes on the loudspeaker.
Today we do have a unique way of boarding.
This is the first trial between an airline and Customs and Border Protection to use facial recognition in place of boarding passes. JetBlue's VP of Customer Experience, Joanna Garrity, explains what that means.
The practical side of that is you will not need to show a boarding pass and you will not need to take your passport out because your face will be essentially your boarding pass.
And your passport, all in one. Michelle Moynihan is flying to Aruba for a wedding, and she tells me facial recognition would make her life easier.
Typically when I travel, I have my three kids with me. I travel alone with them. They're all under age 10. So flipping through multiple boarding passes on my phone, making sure I have all the kids, all the backpacks, all the suitcases, can be cumbersome and frustrating.
Moynihan gets in line, and right before she gets to the jet bridge, there's a camera about the size of a shoebox. It takes her photo, and she gets a check mark saying she's good to go. The whole process takes about 5 to 6 seconds.
We're basically capturing that picture at the boarding gate and then providing it to U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Sean Farrell works for CETA. That's the company running this technology. CETA provides a lot of the IT infrastructure you see at airports.
It's actually the U.S. government that's implementing the biometric matching system.
The government uses existing databases to compare a traveler's face against all the other passengers on the flight manifest. JetBlue is pitching this idea of facial recognition as a convenience for customers. It's voluntary. But it's also part of a broader push by Customs and Border Protection to create a biometric exit system to track non-U.S. citizens leaving the country. After 9/11, there was a lot of talk about the necessity of a biometric exit system, but the tech and computing power just wasn't good enough. Now facial recognition experts say it's more accurate. And Sean Farrell with CETA sees a future not too far off where our faces could be our IDs.
The end game is that, you know, in a few years' time, you'll be able to go through the airport basically just using your face. If you have bags to drop off, you'll be able to use a self-service system and just have your face captured and matched. You'll then go to security, the same thing. You'll just be able to go through using your face. And then you go to the boarding gate and again just use your biometric.
But that worries people like Adam Schwartz. He's a lawyer with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. He says facial recognition is a uniquely invasive form of surveillance.
We can change our bank account numbers. We even can change our names, but we cannot change our faces. And once the information is out there, it can be misused.
Customs and Border Protection insists it will discard facial recognition photos taken of U.S. citizens at the airport and only keep stock of non-U.S. citizens. Meanwhile, similar tests are running at airports in Atlanta, New York, and the D.C. area. The goal is to deploy facial recognition tech widely by early next year. For NPR News, I'm Asma Khalid.